Day I Love You Less and Less, the Kaiser Chiefs. They're going to be at Eden at the weekend. And Peanut, who's the keyboard player from the Kaiser Chiefs, is with us. Morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Hey, good morning.
Thanks for joining us, Peanut.
My pleasure.
There'll probably be loads of people who know how you got the nickname, but I'd love you to tell me the story.
I think, you know, the only reason not everyone knows, I think it's a pretty boring story from school when I was 10 years old.
Okay, and, it's not that boring.
We had to draw our pictures of ourselves in class at school. And, you know, whatever, must have been quite my on day for drawing, and my head looked like a peanut. And I threw it away in the bin, as kids do at school. Someone found it in the bin, and for 25 years I've been called Peanut since then.
Simple as that.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Look, you're looking forward to the Eden Project this weekend?
Yes, yeah. It's been 6 years, since we last did it. I remember the setting, and it's just a brilliant place for a gig. And you know, even from the stage, looking out, seeing all the flags on the hill and the big kind of sweep of the bowl, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
So what was that last gig like for you down there?
That was good. I remember, I think I probably just got my place down here shortly after that gig, I think. But, it was a great, you know, it was a really, really, everything was still kind of just going crazy for us. And it was just every day was a different, it was just like a different opportunity and a different thing going on. And then you hear about these Eden sessions. It's like, cool, we're going to curate one of those. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, let's be honest, for the past, 10 years almost?
I think it's nearly 10 years. I was talking to somebody just down here the other day, and I think that the indie sort of Oh My God came out in 2003, I think. I can't remember. So, yeah, it's nearly 10 years.
Good heavens. Then it really broke in 2004 for you, didn't it?
And
then...
Yeah, it started. We were on tour with The Ordinary Boys, did some stuff with Franz Ferdinand, and then 2005, that's the last time I remember my house, I think.
Yeah, well, that's when the Employment album came out, wasn't
it?
Which really kicked it on for you, didn't it?
It did indeed, yeah. Yeah, it never, and things didn't look back since then.
Has it just been almost like a blur of everything since then?
It kind of does. I mean, it becomes, again, I've been talking to people about this, about, you know, the travelling and stuff, and it's tiring and all that, but the travelling is because we get to do what we do, you know, and people all over the world want to see us. So it kind of, after 10 years, I don't think you can kind of hark back to what you had before anymore. You know, if you're doing it for 10 years, it's your job, you know? It's become my career. So, but it's still, you know, this summer we're still going to new places, you know? I think we're going to Slovakia. And, you know, there'll always be a new festival that we haven't played or a new country that we've not been to. So, we're having a great time. And obviously things have changed with our new drummer and that sort of stuff. So there's a whole new kind of challenge ahead of us.
Eden must be a special place for you. If you-